People aren't usually excited to find garbage on the bottom of a pond. But when you're the one who's cleaning it up, there's a certain exhilaration when you catch a glimpse of a really big piece.
We found the tire.
That's Diane Hammer, who sits in a kayak on Flax Pond in the town of Falmouth, as three people emerge from a dive and heave the tire onto the bow of her kayak.
One, two, three.
Hammer is beaming.
That's a beautiful thing. Look at that. Look at that tire.
In just 90 minutes, this small team of swimmers can remove hundreds of pieces of trash.
Bud Light.
They surface with fistfuls of beer cans, golf balls, fishing lures.
Another delivery.
Cinder blocks, dock parts, dog toys.
I don't know what that is. Pouch for doggy bags, for poop bags.
A fishing net, Red Sox hat, and beach balls.
Oh, that must have been from the 70s. Look at the design.
I know.
Sadly, nothing is unique about the predicament of this Cape Cod pond with its mix of tree-lined beauty and submerged trash. But there is something unique about the people cleaning it up. Can I ask, what are the ages of this group?
I'm 72.
65.
66.
65, I'm the baby.
And their leader is 82-year-old Susan Bauer, who founded the group.
This is the old ladies against underwater garbage.
Yeah. Old Ladies Against Underwater Garbage. That's OLAG for short. And to qualify as a member of the group, Bauer says, you have to prove a few things. First, you're strong enough to swim for hours, making repeated 8 to 9 foot dives. And second, you're actually an old lady.
There was a guy who absolutely wanted to join. I said, no. Often they're men. Very often they're not old at all. And they're quite miffed when they say, but I could help. I'm stronger than you guys. I could do this. I said, yeah, there's nothing that three women can't do.
It took a couple years doing volunteer cleanups from May to November to perfect their system. 2 to 3 swimmers wearing snorkels and brightly colored swim caps work alongside a woman in a kayak. That's Diane Hammer's job.
When you see the legs go up, that means they're diving for something. So I'm always looking to see when they go under.
The trash they recover goes into a laundry basket, wedged between Hammer's knees.
You can see my white basket's not really white anymore. I don't use it for laundry, though, so that's good.
They make the work fun, but sometimes the women feel their age. Their hands cramp, and their stamina isn't what it once was. But they're also reminded of all they can do.
Before I met Susan, I did feel like I was a little too old for this kind of thing, and now I don't feel that way at all.
It's a feeling that many of the women share, including Susan Bauer.
This fills a hole that I haven't had filled since I spent all my summers with 9 cousins in Connecticut. I mean, we're all 12 years old again. And you don't know how to really do that until you're over 65.
Once the kayaks are so overflowing with trash that they're bobbing low in the water, the group heads to shore. And part of the fun is taking inventory.
My favorite today is the size 10 sneaker.
And it looks standing like on the beach, eating cookies, admiring their garbage, the women are proud, deeply satisfied.
I think middle age is often seen as the age of competence. It's when you do things. And then we're supposed to sort of stop. Well, we are heroically adventurous. And I'm not leaving the age of competence. Thank you very much. Not for a while.
The garbage is bagged and hauled away. And when the old ladies head back toward their cars, they, like the ponds, are restored.
Okay. Okay,
for the New England News Collaborative, I'm Eve Zuckoff.